think I had two meetings with Tom and Paddy about the future and how we're going to push on and try to progress. And they were quite interesting conversations, and I was quite happy with what they said. And for me to develop as a player was the main thing. And I feel like I can do that here. I don't feel like my time's up, and I wanted to be here. It's a short career. I would never knock anybody for making a decision, as long as they've made it, made the decision themselves to leave, to stay, whether it's for financial reasons, for the development, and maybe it's for both. But I see myself as quite a loyal character, and I felt like I had a bit of repaying to do. And for me to sign a new contract, I feel like I've done that. That's the first step to doing that. It's a long season when you play week in, week out, so the odd rest is probably nice and players probably welcome it. It's not something I thought about in making my decision whether I'd play week in, week out. It was more so, have I still got stuff to offer here? And can I still repay people back by doing that? And I've chose to do that. I think people think I got offered this contract a year ago, but we've had conversations for about 2 months now. I was never rushed to do anything. The club's been quite relaxed over it. Me and the chairman still text as normal. He never once mentioned the contract situation. It's quite relaxed. I feel like they were confident I was out in me staying because of the type of guy I am. And I'd probably say about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, sat down with my wife and I've said, yeah, we're staying. And she said, okay, no problem. And then obviously my agent and the club are talking and got it all sorted, and now I'm happy I'm a Villa player for another 4 years.
Clearly an ambitious person, as you've just been saying there, with the England call-up, etc., etc. And now the club seem to have met your ambitions as well. Was that a key part in the discussions?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm quite ambitious. I think everybody in that dressing room is ambitious, but I mean, sat down and had talks with the guys here, and I felt really excited, really confident about the future, and it pretty much made my mind up.
The manager said yesterday that it would come as a surprise to a lot of Villa fans, because I think plenty of them were getting used to the idea that you might not be there, and it did turn into a great day yesterday with the FA Cup progression as well, and the language you used about loyalty and commitment and the club being the home really struck a chord with the Villa fans.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite surprising, because it's been like that since I've been here. It's been quite a family-orientated club. Mm. I mean, the gaffer's been brilliant. It's been really good, especially with me as an individual. And he's really hard-working. He wants the team to do well. And everybody believes in him and has faith in him, as we do in each other. And loyalty is a big thing for me. Commitment's huge for me as well. And I see that going into the future, and that's partly the reason why I've chosen to stay.
Mm. We're not talking just a year extension, 4.5 years. You're in the prime of your career, 25-year-old. So, I mean, nothing states your intentions more than agreeing to such a long-term deal.
No, exactly. I mean, people were surprised. I mean, on my social network, people was over the moon, but also surprised. So it's nice for them. I mean, hopefully it's give the club a bit of a lift. And the fans have been great with me since I've been here. Hopefully they're going to... Well, I know they'll get behind us for the rest of the season. And then let's see what's going to happen next season.